Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thanks for coming back to my channel. This is about the educational changes being introduced in South Britain by Bridget Phillipson. She is, of course, the education secretary in the Labour government. So education is an evolved matter. Northern Ireland, Wales, Scotland and England, they all deal with education severally. Right, so GCSEs are still going to stay there. In case you don't know what they are, they're General Certificate of Secondary Education. People usually sit these at the age of 16. But every education secretary who comes in says, that's it, tear up everything, reinvent the wheel, and there's revolution en permanence. I've been saying this over 20 years. Nobody knows what's happening. They announce a change, then they don't implement it. They announce other changes they do implement. They go through something about 5 years, they scrap that, they go through something else about the 5 years, then they go back to what they used to do 20 years ago, and nobody knows what's happening. So the teachers learn one system, this exam format, right? The exam is 2.5 hours. It's got sections A, B, and C. Okay, then they change it. Now it's only 2 hours, 10 minutes, but it's got 4 sections, A, B, C, and D, or whatever. There's a 6 marker and a 6 marker question and a 12 marker. No. Now there's a 4 marker, an 8 marker, and another 8 marker. And teachers just learn how to teach one exam format, and then they change it. And nobody knows what's happening. They don't invent a good system and leave it. It's never going to be perfect. Stop fiddling around. They're always tweaking. They just never leave it alone. How long did education secretaries last on average under the last Conservative governments? It was 18 months. So they kept changing it. And these people often have no idea what they're doing. And I know it's true. You don't need to be a doctor, dentist or nurse to be a health secretary. You don't need to be a soldier, sailor or Air Force person to being defense secretary. But it does give you some credibility if you've actually worked in the sector. I mean, you know, Chancellor Exchequer are meant to know something about finance, banking, economics. Okay, you have uneducated idiots like John Major. And you can have highly intelligent fools like Dr. Kwasi Kwarteng and Liz Truss. But it's a bit better if they have some experience of it. Now we've got Bridget Phillipson, who's never taught a single lesson in her life. And she's in there. She's a woman of very decided opinions, of Marxist opinions. All right, not saying you can't be a Marxist. Marxists can be clever. Marx says their critique of capitalism was not entirely wrong in the 19th century. All right. So, and then the trouble is she's personalizing my experience, what I feel. Well, Bridget Phillipson, you're one person growing up in a particular family in Northeast England in the 1990s. How do you go from the particular to general to say that therefore what works for you works for everyone is preposterous? Anyway, so they're going to have a new inspection regime by the Office for Standards and Education, or Ofsted. Okay, so they will have more detailed school report cards. It's probably a good thing. I would just have far fewer inspections. I mean, it's not like what goes on in schools is secret. Hundreds of people go to the average school every single day. The pupils, the teachers, the cleaners, the kitchen staff, the office staff, and so forth. Okay, separate judgments for different areas of education, behavior, attitudes, personal development, leadership, management. Well, all these reports, they are hundreds of pages. More RISE teams, specialist improvement teams, to help underperforming schools, and quicker interventions for those which are struggling. All right, push on attendance and behavior. Well, because school refuse has been allowed for a long time. How on earth have been allowed to go and get away with it? I'm not going to go to school. The parents at their wits' end. Parents are not allowed to use physical force. So what do you do? I wouldn't let people leave school earlier, like 14 or something. They can maybe work limited hours, 20 hours a week, maybe some organized sports to join in, some sort of jobs to work in, allowed to go back to education at any point, even after 18, complete GCSEs or something like that. But like no benefits. Life and benefits does not exist. Yeah, no. I would get rid of universal credit, but that's another story. Trying to improve behavior. But you've done that by making it virtually impossible to expel people or suspend people, often being reinstated when they are expelled. Now, I mean, obviously teachers should be reluctant to expel people. That is a last resort. But, you know, you can't give people final warning after final warning after final warning. And I've seen it. I used to teach in schools years ago, absolutely fed up with it, is they will be so desperate to hang on to an absolutely terrible, well, to be frank, evil pupil, that the good ones will leave. And they will do everything to facilitate, to reward atrocious behavior and make everybody else suffer. Some absolute rat's been ruining everyone else's education for years. He or she will be treated with kid gloves. And the ordinary children, the good children, are going to be made to suffer. So it's grossly unjust. Anyway, so things like if a pupil tells a teacher to F off, that's it, you're gone. And then all these pupil referral units, I wouldn't do that forever. Move from one to the other. And then so much more money spent on really, really bad, wicked, cruel people. than spent on good, ordinary, hardworking pupils. So no, that's it. You're out of education. Oh, they have trouble to find a job. Well, that is your problem. You're gonna have to be a cleaner, or you're gonna have to be a farm laborer, something like that. Trying to change the curriculum. No, stop fiddling around with the curriculum. The one thing I agree with her is they do too many exams. The exams are too long. Should be more limited time and no extra time. If you're dyslexic or dyspraxic or whatever, it doesn't really matter why you can't do it. You can't do it. Doing the work in 3 hours is a lot easier than doing it in 2 hours. Life is time limited. I don't care that you've got slower processing speed, all right? Because other people depend on you and work. If I can't do my work till she does her bit, well, that's going to slow people down. And if you can't do it in this lot of time, then you can't do it. We have to stop pretending that everyone's clever, everyone's academic, intellectualizing everything. It's actually good for you to fail a few subjects at school, because you're going to fail in adult life occasionally. You won't get the job you want. You won't always pass probation. You might be sacked or whatever, or made redundant. So you have to be immunized against the disappointments and setbacks of adult life by experiencing a few failures as a child. Okay, introduce of new V levels, vocational levels. We already have vocational qualifications alongside A levels and T levels. So another alphabet soup of qualifications, and more grade inflation. Well, surprise, surprise. Adult lifelong learning provision is going to be expanded. Well, we don't need to expand it. We've got plenty of it. Okay, so they're going to be state-funded schools are going to have the same pay and condition frameworks for teachers. And what we really need is that we need a sort of free market approach to it. The cost of living in London is so high. I know there's one under waiting, but it's not sufficient. And places like Northeast England or Southwest England, where it's much cheaper to live, the salaries need to go down. I know the teachers won't like it, but that money could be used to pay teachers in places where the cost of living is exorbitant. So anyway, an Institute for Apprenticeships and Technical Education to deal with the terrible dearth of skills in the economy. That probably is a good idea. Okay, priority areas such as digital engineering construction. All right. Narrow the attainment gap. Disadvantaged children are better support, but partly because, well, let me be absolutely frank, they're sometimes genetically inferior. Okay, intelligence are largely genetic. You get it from mum and dad, and it can skip a generation. You could have two low intelligent parents produce a very intelligent child, but it's unusual. Two highly intelligent children and one unintelligent child. But, you know, you could have three children of various different levels of intelligence and so on. And I realize it's environmental as well and so forth. Okay, so emphasize the state sector. Well, if she stopped wrecking the independent schools, is making them go bust. The first education secretary who's happy to have schools closed down. It's terrible. Independent wealthy people will still have private tutoring, or they'll just go to school abroad to avoid all this. So she's losing money, losing countries to the teacher. So teachers to the country. So she's absolute vandal. Okay, so removal of the offset grade. Some people say that's going to make things unclear. So there's going to be more reading tests for year eight. So that's going to be a pointless increase of workload. But wait a second. All your exams are reading tests anyway. They don't specifically call it that, but they all rely on reading. Make the curriculum more flexible. Okay, so they'll do easier subjects. All right. So vocational reforms, this is going to be very disruptive. So it's not going to be consistent, the whole pay thing. Opportunity every child. Well, who would be against that? So largely bad news. That's to be expected. I wish they would just leave it alone. They would just shut up. Every education secretary, they're also ignorant. They're also arrogant. They want to leave their mark on it, and they always mess things up. Why do you just let the teachers get on do it? As a woman said to me years ago, why can't we just do it and spend less time justifying it and not producing reams of paperwork? It's driving people out of the job, and it doesn't help do the job. It gets in the way of the job, wasting their time form-filling, which is no use to anyone other than actually helping their pupils. Well, it's depressing, and there's no light at the end of the tunnel. Even then, even Bridget Phillips has done a couple of laudable things. But don't forget that she's an evil person who is a paedophobe, who supports sexual violence against children. She's absolutely evil. She is a murderer. She should never be allowed anywhere near a child. She's always chosen violence for children. She absolutely does not want to protect children. She is coming for your child, a woman who should be serving life imprisonment.